that is another type of nut that ripens on the root, but you don't have to hull. They're not in a hull.
Are they used for people, or are they used for
mainly for hog feed?
Okay. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, he looks like his father. You say that the boy wept his father.
Well, a lot of people would call him a spit image or a duplicate.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say he favors him or features him?
Oh, yes. Chip of the old block, just like his dad.
Okay. Well, would you also say that if he acts like his father instead of just looks like his father?
Well, now, a lot of his characteristics may be very much like his father and still not. His facial features may be just like his mother and broadly different from his father. Mm-hmm. But they speak of him as a boy that said, well, he took up all of the characteristics or all of the traits of his daddy. Mainly they say the traits.
Uh-huh.
Not many people would use the term characteristic about a boy like that.
What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth, who isn't a nurse?
Midwife.
Okay. And if a city person came to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
Dude. City dude.
Okay, well, if the country person went to the city, what might the city people call him behind his back?
Just country lad.
Okay. What do you normally call people whose skin is black?
Who different?
Whose skin is black.
They would most usually, well now up until recent years, most people, especially those without more than just a fourth or fifth grade education, called them nigger.
Uh-huh.
Others called them negro, and some of them called them a black man.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and how do you normally refer to people whose skin is white?
Who what?
How do you refer to people whose skin is white?
Well, they just talk about white folks.
Okay. Suppose a colored person was angry at a white man. Can you think of any names that he might call him?
A white person was white now?
A colored person was mad at a white person. Are there any names he might call him?
Well, I've heard several kind of black-skinned negroes, according to their complexion, they'd call them a mulatto.
Mm-hmm.
And Creole.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think the truth of it is, there is a regular Creole strain among people, like in southern Louisiana.
Yeah. Okay. Suppose that a colored person was mad at a white person. Would he call him something like a cracker or something like that? Or is that a...
Well, people from Georgia call Georgia crackers.
And like that's not an insult?
No, ma'am.
Oh, I see.
And like people from North Carolina are called Carolina Tar Heels. It's called a Tar Heel State. This is a cracker state.
I see.
State of New York. The Empire State. And other states have, like Nebraska, Cornhusker.
Yeah. Okay. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his son just broke it carelessly. You say that the man got awfully, what?
Well, according to where you're talking about, the present or past tense. If you're talking about the present tense, he got awfully upset. He's awfully upset about his fishing rod. If you're talking about what happened yesterday, Mr. Jones' son went off with his fishing rod and broke it, damaged it real bad, and boy, was he upset.